أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم. In this ayat, a long ayat, we read previously that the jadu which the jinnat were, which the mother of Harut and Marut came and taught the people, and they made it clear that this is a test from Allah Ta'ala, that you should not practice this jadu, it is haram. And they had come to make it clear the difference between jadu and the mu'jiza of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, because the people were confused, and na'uzubillah, the Jews of that time, they claimed that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam is making jadu. Allah made it clear, وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah. Na'uzu billah, he did not come and teach any kufr and shirk and jadu. He taught the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah's great help, mu'jizat, was with him, by which he controlled, and Allah gave him the government over all the jinn and human beings, over birds and over animals, over the wind and everything. It was by the grace and kindness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And further, as we had read previously in the other part of the ayah, that Allah Ta'ala made it clear that the jinnat that were teaching all this jadu, it cannot affect a person, it can have no effect on him, but by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what jadu anyone tries and make, the jadu itself has got no effect. It is only if Allah Ta'ala permits it. So in everything we have to correct our aqidah, our beliefs, and our belief on taqdeer, that everything is only by the will and the permission of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whether it is this virus now also, only if Allah Ta'ala wills it for a person, then he will get it. Otherwise it is impossible. And if it is well, no matter what precautions we take, we cannot stop it. And if it is not willed, we can take no precautions and it will not happen to a person. It is all by the command. That is a very important aspect of our aqid. And one aspect of our beliefs, aqidah, are wrong, then our whole iman is wrong. So it is a very important thing, we should see that our iman is correct. Further, Allah Ta'ala says this, what they were teaching, وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ, or سِيكْتَ وَوْ چِيزَ جُو نُقْسَانْ كَرَيْ. And they were learning those things, the people that time, from the jinnat, and all what Harut and Marut had taught them, and they taught them to stay away from the harm. But they engaged in that harm. They started making jadu. And all this were those things that caused harm to them. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ. They were learning those things which were causing harm to them. That is this jadu. And jadu is kufr, is shirk. And it is a major guna. To learn it, to make it, it is a major guna. So they were learning these wrong things. At the same time, we also should be very considerate what we are learning and what we are allowing our children to learn. It clearly comes in the hadith, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmi la yanfa'. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from knowledge which has got no benefit. And that we might call it knowledge, but in which there is harm. Knowledge in which Allah is negated. Knowledge in which there is no deen, which is called secular education. Or knowledge that causes harm to a person. Any type of knowledge. Whatever it is, we might call it knowledge, the word that is used, but if it is causing harm to us, we should see what we are learning and whether that is causing harm to us. Unfortunately also, many of our young girls, young wives are going on the internet and looking up various things. And then they are judging their husbands according to those things. Those things in which there is no benefit, which which is there is harm. They're learning about various types. Every person has got mood swings. Every person feels happy sometimes, sad sometimes. Sometimes he's angry, sometimes he's happy. And then they go and see all the psychological things which the psychologists have written, all wrong things they have written. And now they feel, my husband is bipolar. My husband is like this. He has got this. And big names of the sicknesses they learn. And then they want out of the marriage. They say, my husband is wrong. So all this is that knowledge which is causing harm to them. And many homes are breaking, and homes of alimas are breaking, and homes of good people are breaking, because we are acquiring this so-called knowledge which is harmful to a person. And if it was not harmful, then وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ or unka faida na kare, and it is not beneficial in any case. If, for example, it was not harmful, but still it is not beneficial, that also we should seek protection from any type of actions, any type of what we call knowledge, which is not beneficial for us. Our lives are very short, and it is not to waste in useless pursuits. Today, many times we will sit with the manual of something and go into the details and find out all those details in which there is no harm for us, no benefit for us. We go on the internet and we are browsing the internet, we are surfing the internet, and we are going things which have nothing to do with us. And we are engaging in so many other things in which there is no benefit for us. There is no harm for us. But we feel that we are very, very knowledgeable with those things. This is causing also great harm. So from this of the Bani Israel, we learn this great lessons for our lives also, that we must be very careful what we are, whether we just asking a question to somebody, but there is no harm or benefit in it, then we should stay away. Any unnecessary questioning, many times also, then we are asked questions which we want to show how intelligent we are, and what a philosophical mind we got, and how deep thinkers we are, and we ask all stupid questions which has got no benefit whatsoever. So we should be very careful what questions we ask also, and what we are asking a question is acquiring this knowledge. And here Allah has made it clear that we should not be acquiring that knowledge which is causing harm to us, and neither that knowledge which there is no benefit. By knowledge is any type of information. Any information that does harm to us, that does not benefit us, we must stay away from it. And this happens also when we stay away from the true knowledge, knowledge of deen. When we don't engage in acquiring knowledge of deen, then the natural result, as a punishment from Allah, we get involved in all these other unnecessary, useless things, harmful things. Therefore, a person should see very carefully how he spends his whole life, every moment. What is he pursuing? What is he getting information about? What is it that so-called knowledge that he's getting? And many times with this, then in social gatherings where we are sitting, we act like a know-all. And we have got a comment for everything. And the way we talk about whether it's politics, whether it's science, whether it's anything, as if we know everything, as if we know more than the ulama and the muftis also. The way we carry on, and it is all that knowledge which Allah has referred to, which is causing harm and in which there is no benefit. So Allah give us tawfiq to learn these lessons and make our lives valuable. We've got very short lives, and not for wasting in all these things, but to make our akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Thank you.